Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone, again to the AP course. This is Adam Pinkney with Anthony Guadia. Thank you, as always, for listening in. We have a couple of updates for you, but as always, Mr. Anthony Guadia with your traffic update. Anthony?
Hey, Adam, we're here on 95 South, and we are not moving. 95 North, excuse me. And we are not moving. We are right near the Lexington exit, right where you would see Market Basket there. And, at this point, if you're in Lexington, you might as well just pull over, pack your bag, and, spend the night on 95.
That is awesome. And by awesome, I mean I would not want to be on that highway one bit.
No, so it's definitely slower than normal. So I hope everything's okay up above.
I was going to say I'm just apologizing to everybody who's actually listening live. I'm getting over a cold, so if I sound raspy and very nasalated, I very much apologize. But just want to get into some quick thoughts before we actually get into the main thing of the show. First of all, again, thank you everybody who is listening on the show, blogtalkradio.com/AP_course. Right now we are just under the cusp of 600 listeners, which is awesome. Never did I think in a million years that we would ever get that close in this amount of time. I thought we'd be doing this for at least a year, but to get that far along, it's really a milestone. And so I thank everybody who has been paying attention, especially through the Wakefield community group, people we don't even know who responded. Beyond just that, I wanted to bring up about some events going on this weekend. I know Saturday is going to be the first farmer's market of the year for Wakefield, which is always a lot of fun, a lot of good vendors. I know Wendy Dennis does a great job with putting that all together and really promoting it. So kudos to her and kudos to all of that. Anthony, do you have anything to add in regards to the farmer's market?
Oh, I love the farmer's market. Just an unbelievable event. It promotes economic development, makes Wakefield a destination. And kudos, of course, to Wendy, but kudos as well to Mara Rockamato and Kelly Stromsky, along with the Wakefield Initiative, but them two really took the lead to get it started. And what people may or may not know is that it took a lot of work. There was a lot of flack, and there are a lot of people who are opposed to it for a variety of reasons. But I think if you ask anybody now, most people would say it's a success, and Wendy's been doing a great job keeping it going. But kudos to Laura and Kelly, who really were the leaders in getting it started.
Yeah, no, again, kudos to them. We love the word kudos. It's a great word, and a great job by them overall. The other thing I wanted to just let people know about in the Wakefield area, on Sunday morning, on Father's Day, there is the, fourth annual Walk MS event going on, something that I helped co-founded with Jason Carrier, who I know is already going to be down there. The initial registration starts at 9 a.m. Walk kicks off at 10. It's a great, it's right around the lake, 3 miles, as many of us know as we've walked it. Great event. I know Honeydew's involved. They're going to be giving some coffee. Panera's providing a lunch, which is always awesome. So there's some great stuff going on down there. If you have a chance, you have nothing better to do this Sunday morning, or, maybe your dad is a little bit energetic and you want to take him for a walk, a great thing to do. The registration, I believe the minimum cost is only $25, and, it goes to a great cause with the National MS Society. So if you have nothing better to do and you just want to have some fun, or if you want to see me down there, feel free to come join us. With that, we're going to get right into the meat of the show. I know we were kind of discussing back and forth, Anthony, some topics for tonight, one of them being the recent posting through the community groups about massage parlors specifically. You had some choice words with that. Why don't you go into depth with that?
Oh, I will. I won't use the words I was using earlier to describe them, but for our trying to, I know that there are probably some kids listening, so I will just say that they make me sick. It's ridiculous that they're in this town. I'm upset with the landlords who allow them in their buildings. I'm upset, very upset with the people who visit them. I never see anybody go in there, but if I did, I would hope that I'd have the courage to have some choice words with them. And it sickens me that these places are here. I mean, you don't, one, they're very blatant about what they're doing. I mean, it doesn't take much. You Google any of those places, either on North Ave or West Water Street, or on Main Street, and you Google them, or you put them out there's for a variety of websites, and they will advertise what they're doing. And it is a variety of sexual favors that you can pay for, and many times it is young women being exploited from third world countries who are actually living in these stores. And I've had some back and forth conversations with Steve Mayo about this. I've had some back and forth conversations with Representative Broder, Representative Wong, and Senator Lewis. The good news is it does look like we're making traction and making progress into getting rid of these places. Initially, and Adam, shut me up because I know I can keep going for a while, but initially the state took away the authority for local cities and towns to license massage parlors. However, there is a loophole in the law that if you do Asian body work or the like, which is what these businesses are advertising that they do, that the licenses do not have to go through the state. So they're basically being able to set up a business without any type of oversight. So what some towns are doing, Weymouth has really taken the lead on this, is they've created their own license, but if you want to open an Asian body work place, you have to get a license from the town, and there are many strict regulations. You cannot have been charged with prostitution. You cannot have been charged with anything in the past year. You have to have signs right outside your window talking about sex, human trafficking, and all the wrongs that could happen and how it's happening. So I know for a fact that our town administrator and our police chief have a copy of those regulations. I've had conversations with them. It looks like they're going to be pushing those forward. I hope they do. I hope they get support. I would, if anybody's out there and wants to call in and be opposed to it, I would love to chew them out. There is just no reason for these businesses to be, A, in business, and B, be in business in our town, and especially the location, you know, one next to Webhead where some, you know, where young kids hang out, another next to Kippo's, you know, another right on Main Street. And again, it wouldn't upset me, actually it would probably still upset me, but it's just that the fact that they're so blatant about it, the fact that they're advertising about it, that if you put these businesses in Google, you will see pictures of these young women who are being exploited, and you will see what they're offering. And it's just, it's sad, it's disgusting, and they should be out of Wakefield. So that was, that's the calmer version without the swear words that I was saying earlier. But Adam, do you want to add to that?
No. Everything that you just said, I completely agree with you on. My only hot take on it is just I'm flabbergasted as to how much people are getting, or I shouldn't say just now, because there has been more of an uproar over the last year or so, especially in as the social media group that we're a part of and a couple other ones that have resonated in the last year or so, that it's only come up that time. I mean, they've been in Wakefield forever, and I'm not saying that all of these locations are necessarily a bad location, just most of them have a bad rep. And by bad rep, you can go to these websites and look at what they do and how they are. And it's just, it's not conducive to what the town is. And I'm glad that we are taking somewhat of a stance and doing, you know, more so now. I do have to say that overall, it's just, I just can't believe, and I'm sorry for muttering, my voice keeps on going in and out. I just can't believe overall that it's taken this long really to kind of make more of an uproar.
Well, it's true. I think that happened for a variety of reasons. One is I think it started small. I don't think there were that many. Two, and I hope the town knows this, I know we had Town Administrator Mayo complain about the landlords in some of it. I guess I use the word complain loosely, but, you know, he was saying that the landlords weren't really helping the downtown. I think this is even worse than not getting businesses. I mean, you're bringing in businesses that exploit people, that hurt people, that do damages to lives in a variety of ways, that are connected to terrible organizations, that are connected. And I'm not being melodramatic when I say these organizations are connected to drugs, they're connected to terrorist organizations, they're connected to gangs. And, you know, it is an exploitation network. I mean, you don't have to do much research to find it. You know, the New York Times just did a big expose on it, and it's happening. I think the reason you're seeing it become more prevalent is because more are moving into the town. And I want to commend Police Chief Smith, because he's also been big in getting the regulations. And people may say, well, why aren't we raiding them? Why aren't we just constantly raiding these massage parlors? And the fact is that they are. And if you follow in the Daily Item or in the police blotter, there have been arrests that have been made. But the way they're operating is that you're arresting these young women who are, for the most part, being exploited and who are being told, come to America for a better life, and then they're being forced into prostitution, again, usually living in the business. And, you know, they're being told that the money's being sent home to their family. Who knows if that's the case? I highly doubt it. You're arresting the young woman. You're not arresting the John, and you're not arresting the owner who says, oh, I didn't know what they were doing, I was far away, because you don't really have proof that this person knows what's going on except for the advertisement. And they can say, well, I didn't put it up. Somebody randomly put it up. They're trying to hurt my business. But, you know,
hey,
what
so,
I think we can
as you keep talking, I'm sorry to set you off. We actually have a caller that has a question for us. I'm going to bring him on real quick. Are you ready for this?
We actually have a caller, a real caller?
Yes, a quasi-real caller. I'm going to bring him on now. I believe this is Derek from Stoneham. Derek, are you there?
Oh, yes, this is Derek.
Oh, it's Derek.
Yeah, it's our close friend, Derek.
Sorry, yeah, I was just listening to the discussion and, you know, seeing lots of great stuff on the Wakefield Community Board there, and I really appreciate, you know, living close and being close growing up there, the attention and the comments, everyone, and just really helping make sure that, you know, we're all safe from this kind of stuff. You know, I don't think we should have that in town, and, you know, I just... glad to hear you guys bringing attention to it, too. You know, have you talked about The Rock yet? I'm kind of calling for that. You know, I'm very excited to hear
no,
about
but
we can, we can move
that,
to The Rock. This is
sorry, we haven't gotten quite into The Rock. What did you have in regards to The Rock? I guess we can kind of segue to that at the moment.
Oh, he's just the best. I mean, how are you gonna define the WWE of the... early, you know, late 90s, early 2000s without talking about The Rock? I mean, it's just, you know, he was the people's champ, so.
Well, what's that? I'm totally down to talk about The Rock. How great of a story was that?
some great publicity.
Adam, do you
want to
tell
it
or do you
again?
Want me to?
No,
I do appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I think you should go into it. No, Derek, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
I just can't believe we actually had a caller, even though it was Derek. I'll still take it. Just so you guys know, if you're friends with me or Adam on Facebook, you'll notice that Derek is one of our best friends, and we hang out with him all the time. He was actually just at my bachelor party this weekend, but we won't talk about that.
Get into The Rock now. That's what we care about. No, no one cares about your bachelor party and, you know, the things that went on there.
I think that would get calls. But all right, so The Rock is driving. So... first things first, The Rock is filming a movie in Massachusetts. He's renting a house in Linfield. So he's driving, I think it was on Chestnut Street, and Mr. Bridges, Audie Bridges, if you don't know, they own that beautiful, beautiful purple house right up on Chestnut Street at the intersection of Prospect and Chestnut. Anyway, car gets sideswiped. I think it was parked on the street. The Rock turns around, comes back, and he sees him there, and he, you know, The Rock being, what a nice guy, hits him and says, let me go back and do right by this person and let them know. He could have just drove off. Nobody would have known. Turns around and says, hey, sorry for doing that. you know, here's my contact info. Mr. Bridges is like, don't worry about it. All I really want is a picture. And they hit it off. I guess, you know, if you, one of our favorite websites, The Chive, if you go there, you'll notice they really, they did a great job describing it, that they became a quick friendship. I don't know what I would have done if The Rock had hit my Prius. Oh, well, A, I know if he had hit the Prius, it probably would have exploded. But if he hit my car, I would be so happy. I don't think I'd ever leave. I would probably ask him to, like, come to a million charitable events. I'd actually just ask him to be my friend. If I could hang out with him for one day, that would be more than enough.
No, I completely agree with you. I would be so happy if he came up to me and was like, how much does that cost? And I tried to explain it, and then he told me, it doesn't matter how much your mirror costs. I'd be so happy if he just did that and quoted other WWE comments from him. Actually, we have another caller.
Is this Derek again?
The numbers. No, it's not Derek. I'm going to bring him on now. Caller, you are on the air with the AP course.
Yeah. Hey, so Anthony, you're saying you want to take the Rock Bottom?
Bolin. Tim, how
yes,
are you?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's Tim.
I'm getting your forecast. It's sunny out.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
oh, thank
Tim,
you. We get the traffic and the weather now. I really appreciate the call in, Tim, about that.
Oh, and actually, speaking of traffic, I can tell you why. And thank God it looks like everybody's okay if you are driving on right at the Burlington Mall exit 33A, Route 3. It looks like there was an accident. Oh, holy. Knock on wood. I hope everybody's okay, but that does not look pretty. Tim Bolin is also a wrestling fan. I don't know how I would have reacted. I really don't. I think I would have been polite, maybe asked for a picture. But can you just imagine? I actually had a friend, David, who had a similar story, only with Tom Brady. He used to work in Back Bay, and he talked about how a basketball or some sort of ball rolled out in front of his car, and a kid ran out after it, and he slammed on the brakes, and the parents came to the window and said, we're so sorry. We can't believe, sorry that our kid ran out. We weren't able to catch him. And it was Tom Brady and Giselle. And he was just in complete shock the whole time. So it does happen. We're lucky to live in an area where, you know, you do have some celebrities who hang out. And especially now that they do a lot of filming in Massachusetts because of the tax credits, you do get to see some of these stars. I don't think it was too far ago where some of our friends were, what's that place in Ipswich, the famous clam place with the strips and whatnot, Woodman's.
Oh,
and they saw
Woodman's,
Reynolds there. So it's it's pretty cool.
Sorry, Tim, I'm going to let you go, and thank you for calling in. Just timing-wise, we got to get to some other stuff on here. So, Anthony, as we were kind of discussing, I know you came up with this idea. This is totally your idea. So this is our first ever, could be last ever. Ready for the drum roll? We got a drum roll right now. That's a fake drum roll. Anyhow, we are going to do our first ever Wakefield Town elected official draft, of where you draft a team of five that would join you on your bachelor or bachelorette party.
So let me give some background to this. First off, I'm totally stealing this idea from Touchner and Rich this morning. So if anybody listens to them, this is totally, I'm taking this idea from them. This also came out because I had my bachelor party this weekend. We went to Hampton Beach. It was a great time. We almost did a podcast from there, but luckily our senses got the best of us. that would not have ended well. That would have been the last AP course. The idea came up on 98.5 this morning. They were talking about, out of all the people you work with, who would be the ones that you would want to hang out with? And they did a draft where, if you don't know how a draft works, is you have a pool of men and women, and you pick one, and once you pick one, it's almost like a team. You can't pick anybody else. And then they had the listeners vote on who would you rather party with, which group of people. So I thought it would be funny, or at least a fun idea, if me and you, Adam, we looked at all the elected officials. Here's the rules. It's only municipal elected officials, so no state rep, no state senator, no appointed individuals, so nobody on the finance committee and the like. if you're an elected official in Wakefield, who are the five that you would want to party with at your bachelor and bachelorette party, and why? And then if we want, for kicks and giggles, we can post it on Facebook or on the community group and see next week, which is going to be a big show. We'll announce it why at the end. We'll see which group would win. But what do you think? Do you like the idea?
No, I think it's a great idea. Just don't swear next time.
Wait, did I swear?
Yes, you did. But don't worry, you don't have to repeat what you said. Anyhow, so I know we were discussing about who would go first, and just because I feel bad for you because you're not an elected official and you've tried so hard to get elected multiple times, I thought you should go first.
I will go first, but now I'm really curious. Can you just give me the first letter of the swear word I said?
It starts with an S.
Oh, with an S? S-H?
Yeah, you know, because you said something in giggles. So, anyhow.
Oh, yeah, you know what I did? I'm sorry about that. All right, so my first pick, if I had to pick an elected official for me to my bachelor party, would be by far the number one pick. Very easy. It'd be Bill Carroll, town moderator. The guy is nuts. He's hysterical. I don't think – I would just – if it was just Bill Carroll, I would just party with him. I can't imagine a better person to go to a bachelor party with than Bill Carroll, and he would be my number one pick by far. He would be hysterical. I'm sure he can hold his own, whether it comes to alcohol or anything else. And you know, wherever you go, you're going to have a good time, and he's going to attract a crowd. So that would be my number one pick.
And that's a solid number one pick. He's right there for if I were to pick someone. But I think I might have you on this. As I will take for my first pick in the special Wakefield Town Elected Official Draft to party with, I am going to go with one Betsy Sheeran, because if anything
Ooh,
else, Betsy will have some sort of cigar or cigarette for me if I really need it. So I am totally cool with that. Betsy is awesome, and I am totally solid on that pick. I think that just wins it right there. So Betsy Sheeran would be my first pick.
No, and just so you know, I know we're taking it light this show, but I think the next few shows we're going to also talk about town clerks. So I don't know if it's been officially announced yet or if I'm breaking more news, but let me just go into my second round pick then. Is that okay with you?
Yes, you can go into your second round pick, Mr. Talkative.
Yeah, my second round pick. All right, so that's a good pick. For a variety of reasons. So now I'm going to say, if you have Bill Carroll, you're probably going to get into a fight somewhere. And if you get into a fight, you're going to want a lawyer. But you're not going to want just any lawyer. You're going to want a former prosecutor. So I would actually take Anne McGonigal Santos as my second pick, because I'm sure Bill Carroll's going to get us into trouble. I'm sure somebody's going to try to beat him up. And I'm sure that Anne could work her magic and get us out of any trouble we get into. So I would pick her as a safety bet to make sure everything works out.
That's also a solid pick. Also, I believe she's chairwoman now of the selectmen, so, you know, you got that going for her. So, you know, that's
so
yeah,
if we get arrested in Wakefield, we would be good.
Yeah, no, you'd be all set. So I guess with my second pick, I guess I'm going with all the people that I would just personally love to hang out with and, you know, have a drink or two. So my second pick would be someone who I really like on the school committee. I think she does a great job. She actually just won her re-election recently. So I'm going to go with Kate Morgan, who I think would be totally fun to have on a bachelor or bachelorette party. I think it'd just be a lot of fun to hang out with her.
I think it's interesting that we've picked three women. We haven't even gone to the men. I think that shows, you know, that the women are more fun than the men in the elected officials. So so I do, I guess actually that's a good pick. I am going to go, I've done town moderator, I've done selectmen. You know who I would pick? Because I do think he would, I think he would go. And I think he would make it hysterical. I think he would go out and try to entertain as many people as possible. I think he would know all the business owners, and I think he'd be able to score quite a few free drinks. I'm sure he would Definitely attract. Sorry, I'm just getting beeped at for something. I don't know why. What do you want me to move, dude? Traffic. Anyway,
you're on the phone. Keep going.
I would have picked Paul. I'd pick Paul DiNaco.
Paul DiNaco. What a pick. That's pretty solid right there. You took my third pick. So, I'm not really too sure. I'm looking down the list that I have. I guess for my third pick, actually, no, I know who I definitely picked for my third pick. Someone who I really got to know a little bit with working on the Broder campaign, just someone who's really nice and, you know, just comes off that she could be a lot of fun if she were to go out on a bachelorette or a bachelor party. I'm going to go with another school committee member, Anne Dennehy, who I think is just, you know, totally awesome. And I think I'm going to win this, actually, now looking on it. So you can go with your fourth pick, sir.
I'm getting killed here. By the way, your bachelor party is way more of a bachelorette party. So I got Bill Carroll, who's going to make it, you know, a ton of fun, loud, funny, probably pick a fighter too. You got Ann Santos, who will get us out of trouble. You got Paul DiNaco, who knows every business owner from here to, you know, in every surrounding community, will get us the hookup. I think my fourth pick is going to be somebody who I think I can honestly say I look up to both figuratively and literally, who is arguably a member of my family. I would go with Pat Glynn, just because we tend to challenge each other a lot. It would make the night incredibly competitive. And I do have to share the story. I know we're running close to out of time, but Pat Glynn...
Yeah, I don't think you have time to share the story, dude. No
offense. It's a fire. I'll be 5 seconds. Pat Glynn was walking out of church with my dad. An older woman came up to my dad and Pat Glynn and said, "Hey, Arthur, is this your son?" pointing to Pat. And Pat tells that story all the time, and ever since then I call him my older brother. So, all right, that was my fourth. Do you just want to pick two in a row and then I'll pick my last one?
No, I think we can go back and forth. We have enough time. So for my fourth pick, I'm going to go with someone who I think is going to be a ton of fun, someone that definitely would know one of the other people on my team already, someone who would be family and would be just, you know, I think would be a great time and does a wonderful job for being placed in the position that she is. I'm going to go with Rosemary Morgan, the temporary town clerk at the moment.
But you're
just
elected.
No. It says town clerk. I get to pick her. It's totally fine.
I call it flag, but I'll let you have it. Just because it's torn, I have two people who I want to pick for my fifth, and it's between Greg Liakos and Laurel Gorville. She, you know, the reason I wanted Laurel is she's a nurse, and it's always good to have some sort of medic on your team.
Yeah, 90 seconds.
All right, I'm going to go with Greg only because we have a lot in common. We talk about sports a lot, and, you know, again, I know Bill Carroll will probably pick a fight, and you're probably going to want an ex-football player on your side if that were to happen.
Great. And with my fifth pick, I will take Laurel Gorville because she's awesome, and she's the nicest
she
person
awesome.
Ever. So the winner of this, clearly, and I'm going to post this on the community group, by picking all women is me. So, you know, just want to let you know that. Don't hate, you know, I did a good job. Anthony, you did some solid picks as well. To be fair, Bill Carroll would be a ton of fun to party with. But anyhow, we're kind of wrapping up. Any quick thoughts within 5 seconds?
No. Do you want to announce the next show, the next few shows?
So we are going to be doing a trilogy of shows. The trilogy is going to be on Brightview. As many of you know, it's a very controversial topic within the community of Wakefield. We're going to have a couple of special guests, I believe, for that. Hopefully we'll be able to discuss more about it. And beyond just that, you know, thank you again for listening. We'll give you some details, and we'll try to get those links out for you. I know some people comment on that. Again, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/AP_course. You can follow us on Twitter, @the AP course underscore, the AP underscore course, and on Facebook as well, the AP course. Thank you, and good night.